Driverless cars require a large, complex tool set, most of which is not based on computational intelligence. The best example I've seen is a German project in the mid-1980s which successfully controlled a car on the Autobahn without any AI or CI. It was largely forgotten over the years, but when pointed out in the 2000s, may have resulted in the delay or cancellation of a major US program. This non-affiliated amateur has produced an excellent video showing the performance and glitches of driverless cars, so I'll just let it play during coverage of this theme. I will concentrate on deep learning vision, which to me is the real enabler of driverless cars. Large, publicly available databases are key to the open development of computing concepts and the comparison of different approaches. Here is an example of the range of images included in the German traffic sign detection benchmark, which obviously covers a wide range of visibility conditions and contexts. Deep learning is the technology of choice for vision. Notice the ranking of results provided in a July 2016 paper where some systems outrank human performance. This doesn't even consider the reality that humans are often texting, daydreaming, or even falling asleep, whereas the machines are 24/7 alert for limitless distances. On the other hand, note that the text database is composed of still images rather than video, which isn't quite the same challenge. Finally, I'm sure that you are all aware that global automakers are scrambling to build their own driverless cars, as we can see from this selection of announcements over the last year.